We're up to Perek Lamed Ches, Pasek Yud Gimel. Shivisi Ad Boker Ko Arich. Chizkiah is continuing to describe his illness. He was deathly ill. He miraculously recovered. And here he describes his matzav. I set myself Ad Boker until the morning, Ko Arich. Now there are two interpretations. The word kari either refers to his will to survive, his desire to overcome his illness, or kari can refer to the illness itself. Let's take one, there's a disagreement between the Mitsudos and Rashi. Let's look at the Mitsudos first. Kari.
Which Mitsudos?
Mitsudos
David or
Mitsudos David? Usually when I say Mitsudos, I refer to it depends. Mitsudos David. Pasik Yud Gimel kari. The illness strengthened itself until the illness broke my bones. I was deathly ill to the point where my bones were crushed. Just like a lion when it attacks its prey, it breaks its bones. Just like a lion, when it captures its prey, it bites and breaks its bones. This is what the illness has done to me. It has broken my bones. So if we go back to the pasuk, we interpret the pasuk, we really need to do is put a comma after the word boker, which is not like our trup. The trup groups together the word boker with the word ari, but according to the Mitsudos, this is something which you find here and there in Nevi'im, where the interpretation from the Rishonim is not according to the Ta'anim. It would mean Shivisi Ad Boker, period. I set myself into the morning, meaning I felt that I held out. You know, let's go look at Yud Gimel. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mitzudos, because I only read the second half of the Mitzudos. Let's see the beginning of the Mitzudos, how he explains the word Shivisi Ad Boker. Similar to the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk says, "Miyom ad laila tashlimeni." Previous pasuk says that it was in the morning, and I felt that I would not survive until the evening. Miyom ad boker. By the time it comes night, 12 hours later, tashlimeni, I would be complete. I would die. My life would come to an end. Miraculously, I survived until the night. But then I said to myself, wow, lucky me. I made it to the night, but there's no way I'm going to make it to the morning. Shivisi Ad Boker, I gave myself enough time to live until the following morning, and that's what it says here. When it came to nighttime, I said for sure, I got lucky, I made it to the night, but I'm not going to make it longer than the morning. Then the next words, the pasuk, Ko'ari, just like a lion breaks the bones of its victim, came the Shaber Kolatzmosoi, so were all of my bones broken. That's how intense the illness was. And then I survived until the morning, Nachamol, Miyom Alayla Tashlimeni. I said, wow, I already lucked out twice. I survived until the first night, I survived through the night, but there's no way I'm going to make it to the next night. Miyom Alayla, from this morning until the following evening, Tashlimeni, I will be finished off. So it's a three different time periods. I'm sure there's significance in this. First time period was I never thought I would make it to the night. Then when it came to the night, I never thought I would make it to the morning. And when it came to the morning, I never thought I would make it to the following night. That's what it says here. These three different time periods, and he was surprised that he was able to last that long. And then in the middle, we have this expression, "Kari Aikein Yishaber Kolatzmo." So just like a lion breaks the bones of its prey, so too that's what the illness has done to me. Rashi seems to learn the pasuk differently. Rashi learns the pasuk according to the Ta'amim, where we put the word ad boker kari, the word ari with the word boker. Let's see the Rashi pasuk Yigimel. Shivisi atzmi kol halaylo lisbol yisurai, to bear my pain. Yisuri cholai v'niskabarti kari lisbol. I strengthen myself. I realized that if I'm not strong, I'm not going to have the will to overcome my illness, I will die. So I was mechazik myself to prevail like a lion over the intensity of my illness so I would survive. And that fits very well with Ta'amim. It's a mapach, pashta, Zokeif Katon, Shivisi Adokari, I applied myself like a lion to overcome the illness until the morning. And but what happened, although I did survive, Kain Yishaber Kol Atzmosai. Now here Rashi is something very interesting. We look at Rashi, next Rashi. Kain Yishaber Kol Atzmosai. Kumo Kain Yirbe V'chein Yifrotz. The word V'chein means corresponding. According to Rashi, Kain means but corresponding to my will to overcome the illness. Like a lion, the illness was mechazik, strengthened itself to overcome my will. So Shivisi Bokari, I strengthened myself, I applied myself to the Bokari, but corresponding to that, Kain Yishaber Kolatz Mosai, the illness corresponded and strengthened itself to break my bones. And then luckily I survived until the next morning. So there are basically two differences between the Rashi and the Mitzudas. Number one is Kari is referring to the illness, or is referring to the will to overcome the illness. And the second difference is the word Kain. Is Kain a continuation of Kari? Is Kain, according to the Mitzudas, does it mean Kari, Kain, Yishaber, Kol Atzmosai, like a lion, Shavisi Adbokik, period. Kari, just like a lion, Kain, so to Yishaber, Kol Atzmosai. The word Kain is a explanation for the word Kari, just like a lion.
As much as
a lion would do, that's what was done to me. But according to Rashi, Kain does not mean as much as. Kain means corresponding. Okay, now we go to
strengthen, like Rashi's saying. It's like two opposites.
Yeah.
The Mitzvah Stav is
yes.
Rashi is from a point of strength.
Correct. According to Rashi's point of view, we put the Ari together with the word Shivisi. Shivisi ad boker ko Ari, period. And that is the truck. Mapach pashta zokeif katon. I applied myself, I strengthened myself like a lion until the morning, period. Now we go to the next sentence. Cain, but corresponding to my desire to will, as to that degree, Yeshaber kolatz mosai, the illness intensified itself to break my bones. According to the Mitzudos, we put a period afterward, boker, shivisi ad boker, I gave myself enough time to live until the morning, koari, and my illness, just like a lion, came so too, Yeshaber Kolatz Mosai, is how intense the illness was to break my bones. Okay, then, Yemalala Tashlimani, I thought I would not make it until the night. Pasek Yud Gidal, Kisus Ogur, Kisus is not a horse. The Chaf appears to be part of the Shoresh, and it's a name of a bird. Okay, it could be that the word kisus agur is one. I'm not exactly sure if it appears that it's not. It appears that it's two separate birds. There's something called a kisus, and there's something called an agur. Sus means a horse. Here, it's not a sus. It could be I'm making a mistake. Could be there's a bird called a sus. Just like there's an animal called a horse, there's a bird called a sus, and the chaf is just a prefix. Or it could be that the chaf is part of the root of the word. So that would mean kisus. The bird called the kisus and the bird called the ogur, two different birds. Kain so too at saft seif, I would chirp. These two birds they make chirping sounds, and when a human being makes these chirping sounds, it sounds like he's dying, he's desperate. It sounds like his soul is departing. So kisus ogur. Kain atzavt seif, just like a sus, a kisus, and a gur chirp, so would I chirp. I was dying. Ege, I would groan, moan, and groan. Kayono, like a dove. A dove makes chirping sounds. That's what I sounded like when I was about to die. Dalu einai lamarom, I lifted up my eyes to the heavens. Hashem, and I pleaded to Hashem. Oshukoli. Grab me. Now, Oshka, what Oshka means, Oshka is Oshek, is theft, is robbery. But here in this context, it means that I plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should take away the illness. Let's see over here the Mitzvah Tzion. Oshka, inin lekicha v'chatifa, to take and to grab. The Amar B'loshan Sheila, he's begging Hashem, grab away the illness. Let's see the Mitzvah David. Kein atzav se dalu einai la pasuk yidal dalu einai la malom chodmu einai la habit hashemayim le ezru asecha for your help. V'yamarti, and I said, Hashem, oshuk mimeni hacholi, grab away the illness, take the illness out of my body and destroy it. Hazeh v'hamtek v'hamtek v'hachshli v'arveini means be my guarantor, or be my co-signer. Guarantee that I will live, I will not die. So that's what Harashi seems to learn. Kamer oshuk or see, lekacheni, take me miyad malach hamavis. But according to Rashi, it's the same word, but it's been used in the opposite form. He's begging Hashem, take me away from the illness. Two different perspectives of describing the same exact situation. When the person is ill, are you asking Hashem to take the illness away from the person, or are you asking Hashem to take me away from the illness? Two different ways of looking at the same situation. That is the difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos. Oshka means to grab away. According to the Mitzudos, the Chizki is asking Hashem to grab the illness, take the illness away, snatch it away. According to Rashi, Chizki is asking Hashem, snatch me away from the illness. Arveini, be my guarantor, be promise me that I will live, I will survive. Pasuk Tezvav, Mo Adaber, what could I possibly say? So here he's describing, we have to read between the psukim, Hashem answered his prayer. Hashem said, yes, I will save you, you will be healed, you will live 15 more years. We know that he did tshuva after, I forgot to mention this when we discussed this last time, that after Yeshaya gave him Musar and told him that he will die because he did not marry, Yechizkiah did not want to marry because he saw that he would have a child, Menashe and Amon, that would bring about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yeshaya told him, it's none of your business to look into the future. You have an obligation to get married to perpetuate the Malchus of David. So after he accepted the Musar, so he said to Yeshaya, so if that's the case, let me marry your daughter. Yeshaya had a daughter called Hefziva. Hefziva, we learned this in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, that was one of his daughters. And Chizkiyah, who was 39 years old, married this woman called Hefziva. How old was she at this time? It's not clear. I do not know. Maybe we can figure it out. But this was his wife, and through them, perhaps in that schus, they would have a child that would at least it would mitigate the wickedness of Menashe. And to some degree, it did, because there was a son. They had a grandson, Yoshiyahu. He had a great grandson. Yoshiyahu was a very great tzaddik, and it was Sidkiyahu, and there were other very great kings. And even Ahayim Azed, the Malchus of David is going to come from Chizkiyahu. Seemingly, it will come from his line. And even though in the meantime, in the middle, there was a Menashe and an Amon, who were terrible Rishoyim, who brought about the Churban Bayis Rishon, who put into motion the Churban Bayis Rishon, but Yoshiyahu, who he could put in Klal Yisrael the Koyach, that one day there would be the Geula, we have Zerubbabel. I believe Zerubbabel, he was instrumental in the building of the Bayis Sheni, and he was a descendant of Chizkiyahu. And of course, throughout all the generations, somewhere down throughout, there's always a descendant of David HaMelech, which one day will be Melech HaMashiach. Yes.
I'm just thinking, it's a tremendous lesson right there, because so many people, we think about Yiflis and we think like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree and all this kind of stuff. But right in our own scriptures, we have these huge contradictions in one generation apart.
That's right. So absolutely.
Incredible.
Absolutely. Look, Ahaz was a Rasha. The father of Chizkiyah was a Rasha. Chizkiyah was a great tzaddik. The next two generations were Rishon, Menashe and Amon. And then came Yoshiyahu, who was one of the greatest kings there ever was. And then we have, there was Yehoyachin and Tzidkiyahu, and they Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik. But the other ones, there's different opinions, okay, that's the details are not for now. But yes, absolutely. We find each generation is different. Generally speaking, the kings of the Malchus of Yehuda were tzaddikim. The kings of the Malchus of Yisrael were all Rishayim, one after the other. But Malchus of Yehuda, they were all tzaddikim until we come to the time of Menashe and Amon, where everything changed. So now Chizkiyah says, "I thank Hashem; He has spared me." Mo'adaber. What could I possibly say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in thanksgiving for the great kindness that He has bestowed upon me for saving, sparing my life? V'omar li, because v'omar li, He has spoken to me, He told me that I will live. Yeshaya told him that Hashem has accepted, Yeshaya the Navi told him that Hashem has accepted his prayer. Could you imagine today we daven and we wonder, did Hashem accept our prayer? Chizkiyahu lived in the time of the Nevi'im. You daven, and then you can ask the Navi, what does Hashem say? Did Hashem accept the prayer? Should I daven Shimon Esrei again? Was it accepted to get a green light? Could you imagine you have in front of you in your sitter? You have a green light and a red light and a yellow light. You finish Shimon Esrei, you look down, it was a green or red. If it's green, you know, you can go home. If it's red, you know that you're not sure, you have to have it again. If it's yellow, listen carefully to Chazor Sashatz. Maybe that'll be Mashtim. Mo'adab v'amali. What can I possibly say? But v'amali, HaKadosh Baruch has spoken. Look at the Mitzvah David. Mo'adab, Ratzulam, Harbe Shavach, Likilus, much praise and thanksgiving. Yeshu Daber, Ki Hu Omarli Nechomos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me through Yeshaya words of comfort. Yeshaya told Chizkiyahu, Hashem has accepted your prayer, and the sign will be that the shadow, that the day will be extended 10 hours. In order to heal you, the Tzel Hamalos, which went down at the time of Achaz, will be restored 10 hours, as we learned 2 days ago. V'hu Asa, he has done miraculous things. Similarly, the Asa here refers to healing, and the miracle of having the 10 hours of the day, the day extended to 22 hours, the additional 2 hours. And now we come to a very interesting expression. Adadeh kol shenosai al mar nafshi. Now what do these words mean? Amar Nafshi means the bitterness of my soul. I was bitter. I was about to die in the prime of my life at a critical moment in time when Klal Yisrael needed me very much in order to guide them through this ordeal of Sancheirif. I was bitter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he spared me. He said to me words of comfort. He has done miraculous things. And therefore, Adadeh kol shenosai. Now, what do these words mean? So let's look at the Mitzudos. Very interesting. The Mitzudos says, Adadeh says, L'chein, therefore, Anadeid kol hashena. Shena means sleep. And Anadeid means I will cause it to go away. I will dip my feet in freezing cold water to stay up the whole night and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiros v'Sishbachos. I'm tired. So what? It's not kedai for me to sleep. I'll drink coffee. I'll do other things to stimulate myself to push away sleep. That is how the Mitzudos Nadashnatz Melchu was this excellent. Nadashnatz excellent. Who was disturbed the sleep of the king, and that's the word adadeh. I will push away. It's a term that is used exclusively in reference to sleep. And shinosai means sleep. Okay, that is how the Mitzudos learns. Let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi learns, let me find the Rashi, Pasuk Tes Vav, Adadeh kol shenosai, kmo vatidad shenosai, esnoded mikol shenosai. Same exact, lekales lefanov, the same exact thing as the Mitzudas David. I will push away my sleep, my weariness, my fatigue, in order to praise Hashem. Period. Then we have a new interpretation. Yonason tier game. Yonason translates Shinosai Loshon Shonim, years. Al Mar Nafshi Shohoisom Moro Vinichantani. So here he learns, I will Adadeh Kol Shinosai. So what then does it mean according all of my years? Now he doesn't really explain how the word adadeh would then be connected to the word shenosai when we translate shenosai to mean years. So I saw in Erev Schwab, he interprets this to mean adadeh means, he brings sources for the word shorish means, it means to tread slowly. I don't have in front of me exact makar for this, but it means to walk very slowly and carefully all of my years. And what he's saying is something which many people can relate to, that when a person has a life-threatening experience, and he realizes it could have been over in a moment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, he feels a sense of purpose. If Hashem saved me, I'm here for a reason. And it's kedai to savor every moment of my life. Every moment that I have left in this world, I will treat with the utmost, I will be extremely careful to utilize it to bring out the potential of those days. The person lives, average person doesn't realize the gift of life. Another day, you do this, you waste some time, go to sleep, and you just let the weeks go, the years go, months go, nothing really makes a difference. But then there are people that realize that every single moment has value, every single moment has potential to accomplish something very great. And you go through your days very slowly and carefully. And that's what Chizkiyahu was saying. Here he realized that he was about to die. He should have died. 39 years old, he should have died. And now along comes Yeshaya and says, "You, Mispala, I'm going to give you an extra 15 years. Chizkiyahu says, these next 15 years are not going to be like the last 15 years. I'm going to tread very slowly. Every single day is going to make a difference. Every day is going to have meaning. Adadeh, I will walk carefully."
You know, the scariest part is, he knew how long he was going to work.
15 years.
Most people don't know. 15 years, 20 years, 10 minutes.
Well, does it say exactly how many years? Chamesh Eshashah, yeah, interesting. That's very interesting.
Imagine a Kodesh Baruch would come to you and say, "You know, Rappaport, I'm giving you 10 more years." I'm the scariest guy in the world. Because I know it, there ain't no relief. That's
true, but it's 5 minutes before,
it's
you
true.
Think I have 5 seconds to look.
What you're saying is fascinating, because even David HaMelech, we know, did not know exactly when he was going to die. And David HaMelech can warm himself to Shabbos, to Kodesh Baruch, tell me when I'm going to die. So Hashem says, I have a tradition, I don't tell people when they're going to die. And David kept on pestering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, finally I told Hashem, said, "David, listen, I'm not going to tell you. One thing I'll tell you, you're going to die on Shabbos. That's the best." So this was David, and David was 14 generations before Chizkiyahu. David was on a much higher madrega. We have a tradition, the Skanu Hadar. So David was on an infinitely higher madrega than Chizkiyahu, and Hashem did not refuse, after all the begging, refused to reveal to David when he will die, how old he will be when he dies. And here, when it comes to Chizkiyahu, Hashem says exactly like you say, you have 15 more years. It's a half little fellow. You're right. It's something which is extremely unique to Chizkiyahu. Are there any other Yishaya Tanakh that we have such a thing where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them when they're going to die? Half little fellow. So you're right. It's a fascinating point that you're making. But I really like that interpretation. That interpretation is really this Adad Kol Shnos Sayav, according to the Mitzudos, according to Rashi's interpretation, simply means I'm going to push away my sleep. I normally get every night 7 hours of sleep. I'm only going to get 5 hours of sleep for the rest of my life. I'm going to devote 2 extra hours in the night in order to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shuos V'Shvachos. Okay, whatever, that's simple. The second interpretation is Shnos Sayav's years. And for the rest of my life, every moment's going to count. Beautiful interpretation of Rav Schwab. Adadeh kol shnosai, I will walk carefully my years. Al mar nafshi, concerning this event, this bitter point in my life where I could have died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared me. Pasuk tazayin, Hashem, aleihem yichyu. This is also extremely difficult, what this means. It's referring to a statement of Techiyas HaNesim. Or it refers to Aleihem. Let's see one thing at a time. Aleihem, let's see the Mitzudos David. I'm going slowly here because these Pesukim are very, very difficult to interpret, to explain. Aleihem Yechyu Pasik Tezayin. Hashem Aleihem Yechyu. Al Kol HaMesim Gozar Hashem Sheyamdu B'Tchiyah. All the dead, concerning all the dead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed that there will be Tchiyas HaMesim. We say this every day. V'nemon atol l'hachayos mesim. Brachon Shmona Esrei. Okay, so Aleihem means all of the dead. There are a lot of dead people. A lot of people have passed from this world. And then he continues, ulchol bohen, and ulchol here is used in a very unique way. Ulchol means rishon. I'm not familiar, but we have the word ulchol meaning ulchol means all. But I don't know why the word here ulchol means the first. First among them of all of the dead, chayei ruchi, you have given life to my soul. So what he basically is saying is he's basically the first, it fits very well with the mention, we learned he is the first person to be the recipient of the gift of Tchiyas HaMesim. Now this fits very well with the mention that we explained, that Chizkiyahu was the first person to recover from a terminal illness. He was deathly ill. He was about to die. That's what it says in the Medrash. Avraham, Yaakov, Chizkiyahu, part of the set. First one to get old, the first one to get sick, the first one to recover from illness. He was the first one. What is refuah? Refuah is a form of tchiyas hameisim. That's why the roifei choylim is included in the bracha of tchiyas hameisim. Mechayim meisim at Rav Yoshia, mechalkel chayim v'chesed, mechayim meisim berachamim rabim. Number one is Seimeich Nofalim. Number two, V'roifei Cholim. Number three, Matir Asurim. Roifei Cholim is a form of Tchias HaMesim. He was the first person to really be healed in a miraculous way. And that's what he's saying over here. Hashem, you have decreed that the time will come when all the dead will come up, will rise. And I have been the recipient of being the first person to receive a token of this gift, because I was deathly ill and you healed me. That is how the Mitzudos learns Pshat and the Pasuk. Hashem, Alehem Yichyu, you have decreed that the dead will come to life. Ulchol Bohen, and among all of them, meaning first. Ulchol, substitute the word Ulchol to mean first. Rishon, among the dead, is me. Chayei Ruchi, you have given life to my soul. V'sachal imeni, you have had compassion upon me. V'sachal imeni means, I should take that, it doesn't mean compassion, it means health. Inyin brius, according to the Mesudas Sion, brius, health. V'chizuk, and strength. V'hachayeni, and you have given me life. Very beautiful interpretation of this pasuk. Chizkiyah was the first to be blessed. There's another interpretation. Alehem does not refer to the dead. It refers to the years. I was meant to live a longer period of time in my life. More years than I had. And suddenly my life came to an end. So all of those years are dead years, have been cut off. You, Hashem, through answering my prayer, have decreed, Hashem Aleihem, concerning those years, Yichyu, they should come back, they should be restored. Ulchol Bohen, and all of them, and during all of them, again, referring to all of those years, Chaye Ruchi, my Ruach, my spirit will be alive, and you have given me health, and you have given me life. Let's see how the Rashi interprets this pasuk. Rashi Tezayin, Hashem Alehem Yichyu Yoinasan Tirgem Hashem Al Kol Mesai Amarta Leach Yo. That is how that's the same interpretation as the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos said the same idea concerning the dead. Ulchol Bohen Chayiruchi. The Kodam Kulhon Achayosa Chaye Ruchi. Okay, that's exactly what the Mitzudah said. The Mitzudah was just repeating what Rashi said from the Targum. Va'ani Yomer, Rashi says, the second interpretation, Lefib Shudoi, Hashem Alehem Al Shinosai Haniskorim Le'el. Concerning my years, those years, those extra years which you have given me, Adade Kol Shinosai, you have dwelled your shechina, your holy presence and your kindness upon them. You have said concerning those extra 15 years that I shall remain alive. All of those matters which my life depend upon, you have a repetition. The same idea concerning all of those years, Alehem, concerning those years, Ulchol Bohen, all of the needs, all of the things that I need to survive during those years, you have decreed, Chaye Ruchi, my spirit shall live. V'sachalineni, you have given me strength, V'hachayeni, and you have given me life. Okay, Pasuk Yitzai, Hine. Yeah.
If this Pasuk is a reference to Tchias HaMesim.
Yes.
Then I would think that in Parak Chelek,
yeah,
this would have been one of the citations.
of how, where do we know Tchiyas Meisim in the Torah? Tchiyas Meisim in the Torah Minayin. It's not. It's not. Okay, that's not. There are many psukim in Tanakh that are veiled reference to Tchiyas Meisim. Why did Chazal select those few? I don't know the answer. I don't know. But, I mean, Rashi, the Targum here, is clearly saying that it's Tchiyas Meisim. I mean, you can't deny the fact. That's what the Targum says. Targum Yonasan came way before Rashi. Hashem Aleim Yichyu. Look at the Rashi. Yonasan Targum. Hashem Al Kol Meisaya Amarto La'achayo. That's explicit as it gets.
I know what it says, but I also know that they try 11 different
psukim, and this is not one of them. I don't know the answer. It's a very good question.
Well, it's very obscure. I mean, it would be very hard to get a proof from the text Hashem Aleihem Yichyu.
So are all the others.
You know what I'm saying?
So he just answered you. So all the others. Okay, I don't know. It's a good point, but it's not. You know, this is not the first time we had this. We had this in the English also, an entire section of Tchiyas
HaMeisim. One of them is a few crooked. Is
does say it does say. Okay, I don't know the answer, but according to this Rashi's second interpretation, then it's not mamish Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's Alehem. It means those years that otherwise would have been gone, you have decreed should be restored to life. Uluchol bohen, all of the things which are necessary to give life to those years you've decreed should exist. Pasuk Yudzayin, Nei L'Shalom Marli. Now, what concerning peace, it was bitter for me. And what does this mean? It's also a very difficult pasuk. Look in the Mitzudas of David. Hinei L'Shalom, Hinei B'chol Yi Ma Shayisi Mitzape L'Shalom. This that I yearned, I wanted to live so much. It's very interesting. One thing that comes out very clear from these psukim in Chizkiyahu is he wanted to live. He had such a desire to live. In the Rachman al-Tzlan, there are people that are very ill. There are all different types of people. But not every person that's very ill, the illness weakens a person, breaks a person to such a degree. You see, visit people, they don't have that will. So even 39, there are people that are young people. They suffer so much, and
they give up.
I mean, at time mashayase hasman lo yase hasecha. A person when he's young, he's going to live forever. He's going to accomplish. He has goals, and he has his whole life planned out. And then when he's weighed down with yisurim and daigus, it takes a toll on a person. Not Chizkiyahu. The will to live was so intense. He wanted shalom, but he saw his life was leaving him, and he said, "Marli, hinei, my desire." Right? And Mitzudas learns the word "lishalom." You have to hear a lot of words. My desire to live and have peace was marli mor, was extremely bitter, because I realized I'm not getting anywhere. Look at it one more time. Hinei b'chali mashav yisi mitzape lishalom ulabrius hoya nitoisef li mar al mar. Rotzloima koiv al koiv was painful. Let's see Rashi. Hine lishlo mar li mar kishen nis basarti. The whole new interpretation. Kishen nis basarti shalom. And this goes back to a very complicated. You have to put together all of the psukim of these parakim with what it says in Malachim and Sefer Divrei Hayamim, the sequence of events. There were two major things taking place at this moment in time. There was the threat of Yerushalayim being conquered by Sancheirif, and there was the illness of Chizkiyahu. There are many different events. It's very difficult to put together the sequence of this, the chronology of when did Rav Shokei come? When did he retreat? When did Yeshaya tell him you're going to die? When did he get sick? When did the miracle happen? The first and the second night. It's not at all clear. And there's a medrash which tries to put everything in order. But I probably can bet that if one medrash says it one way, there's another medrash that puts it another way. At some point in time when he was ill, according to Rashi's interpretation, he was informed by Yeshaya that the miracle will happen, that Sancheirav will be defeated. He will not succeed in conquering Yerushalayim. This was the word, shalom, peace. I've heard good news. The Navi said, Hashem has accepted the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim will not fall. We will survive. I looked at myself and I said, very nice, but I'm not going to enjoy it because I'm going to be dead by the time that happens. So the good news for Klal Yisrael was bitter for me, realizing I will not live to see it. That's how Rashi learns. Hinei l'shalom, the good news of the survival of Klal Yisrael was mar limar, was bitter. Again, let's review, but according to the Mitzudos, no, l'shalom has nothing to do with being informed about the salvation of Klal Yisrael. It has to do with being informed his desire to live personal shalom. V'ata, but you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had compassion upon me. You answered my personal prayer. V'ata, and you, Hashem, choshakto nafshi, you have withheld. Choshakto here means to withhold, or desire, sorry, the desires. Here means you have desired, choshak, cheshak, to desire my soul that I should live, and thereby be withheld from mishachas beli. That's one expression. Shachas means the pit. Beli means worn out. The pit where the soul is pulverized, is worn out, is destroyed. A reference to Gehenna. You have desired that my soul be spared from the shachas beli. And what have you done? And this is a very interesting expression. Ki hishlachta acharei gevucha kol chatoa. You've thrown behind your back all of my sins. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a spiritual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no guf. It's one of the animarans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein lo guf, ein lo shum dinyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in terms that we can relate to. And Kaviyachal Hashem is saying, he's saying that Hashem, you took my sins and you threw them behind my back. You grabbed all my chatoim, I have sinned before you, and because of my sins I'm deserving to die. You took my sins, and you, Hashem, you threw it behind your back. Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a back. Obviously, this is just a mashal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously does not have any physical form. Ki yishlach achnei gavecha kol chatoim, all of my sins. Okay? Mesh one more pasuk. Ki lo sh'ol toidecha, in the grave. And by doing so in the grave, no one thanks you. There's no thanks in the grave. And it's not kedai to go into the grave and to go to Gehenim, and therefore kilo shol toidecha moves yehalaleka. You have to take the word lo and refer it also to the word moves. Just like in the shol, there is no one that's giving you thanks. There is no one in that is dead that is praising you. Lo yisabiru yordei var el amitecha. Yisabiru means to yearn. The people have gone down to the pit. There's no one down there that's yearning your truth. That's only true among the living. So he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no purpose in dying. Why do you want me to die? What am I going to accomplish in death? I'm not going to thank you. I'm not going to praise you. I'm not going to yearn for your truth. Three different expressions in this pasuk alone. In this pasuk we have two expressions for death. We have three expressions. In this pasuk alone, there are three expressions for death. There is the Sha'ol, there is Moves, and there is Yardevar. And in these three forms of death, we express that there are three things that are not done in death. Number one, there is no thanks, Todecha. Number two, there is no Yehalaleka, there is no praise. And number three, there is no yearning for Emes. Okay, it's a very interesting pasuk to describe what does not happen in death.
We say something like this in Tuchim every day.
Yeah. Talk about Sha'ol. All different expressions, correct. And the previous pasuk, Pasuk Yud Zayin, we have another expression for death called the Shachas Bili. Another term for death. The pit of being worn out. Okay, we'll stop here, Pasuk Yud Tes.